and I look at him and I go, I hope both sides of your pillow are warm. And he looks at me and goes, I like warm pillows.
Oh, God, dude.
Right in the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Right in the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown, mother freaker.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
You could bounce, if you will.
Yes, sir. So, guys, it's episode 3 of season 2, and why not get the season started with 3 straight guests?
3 back-to-back guests. And this guest, by the way, is somebody that should have been on the show a long time ago, but the timing just never worked out, and damn it, we're here. It is happening. Can I introduce?
Do it.
Okay. This is a thing that should have happened a very long time ago, okay? This is easily one of the most undercover men on planet Earth, or at least in the city of Visalia. I'm not going to tell you why, because I do not want to get come after by the CIA. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we introduce to you one of our very good friends, Mr. Eric Lopez.
Hey, what is up, Riding the Bench? It's a very big honor to be here with Caleb and Jacob. I love this. I really love what they're doing. I think their podcast is great. If you're a first-time listener, come back for more, because let me tell you, it's the best thing and the best decision you'll ever make for your ears.
Dude, I got a stiffy. Not going to lie off of that.
That's it. You're good to go.
That's it, dude. Peace out, dog.
No, we're just getting started. We got a lot of fun stuff this episode. Got some news, obviously, and we have a fun draft this week. Some hot
super fun draft.
They're back. Hot takes are back this week. First time in season 3, and then a super fun
season 3. What the hell?
Season 2, episode.
Whoa, dude's just time traveling here.
And by the way, the reason there's not anything special going on this episode is because Caleb didn't tell me that Eric was coming on to the podcast.
I did. I just didn't give you confirmation, but I told you he was supposed to be coming on Saturday.
You told me, I'll check with Eric to see if he can come on. And then I never heard back. So I just wrote the podcast assuming it was us. And now Eric's getting added on. But that's fine because Eric's nothing special.
Whoa.
I'm just messing with you, bro.
You know what? We're not going to talk about what team or anything like that necessarily, but there is one thing that I do want to touch on with Mr. Eric. Eric.
Yes, sir.
How does it feel? Somebody who, you know, is a, you know, eat, sleeps, and shits entertainment. You're an entertainer, born to be. All through high school, you were an entertainer. How does it feel to carry on your success in entertainment, but as a mascot? As a mascot. We're not going to say what mascot, but as a mascot, how does it feel continuing? Can I talk today?
I'm
having strokes. But how does it feel continuing your career in entertainment, but as a mascot and nobody can see your face? What's that like?
Honestly, it's something very different than what I'm used to. You know, I was very used to being the one in front of the show talking and making a fool of myself through my voice and my actions like that. But now it's kind of just, you know, it's taught me a new way to entertain and to be more patient in ways and also really pursue through that entertainment run. But I definitely think it's brought me. Wow, Caleb, you kind of passed that
trope. I'm passing it on.
I think we're just nervous to be around, you know, the GOAT Jacob Fagundes today.
It is, dude. That's exactly what's happening here.
But no, it's definitely fun. I could tell you that it's a different type of fun because you're undercover. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're undercover.
Exactly.
You dance, you talk to people with your hands, and you just love life at that point because, you know, at the end of the day, you're making memories. You're making memories.
Absolutely. So, I mean, in my line of work, I've seen a lot of mascots come and go, and I can easily say that you are the greatest mascot I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's pretty dang good, guys.
That one hit the heartstrings right there, guys.
And I mean that. Anyway, I just had to touch on that. You ready to get into some news, fellas?
Yep, kick us off with the NFL news, Caleb.
All right, so to start it off, we got some real shit coming out of Miami here. Okay, the Miami Dolphins for the longest time have been trying to trade for a new tight end. And they wanted to get rid of Jonnu Smith easily. without any wrinkles in the system. And you can say they did that, but I think the Dolphins won this trade for sure, but they did not acquire a new tight end. Well, they did, but we'll get to that. So the Dolphins have traded cornerback Jalen Ramsey and tight end Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. Okay. In return for that, they got safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth round pick. Call me crazy. I think the Dolphins won this draft simply because Jalen Ramsey is going to be 31 years old this year. He's going to be 31 years old, and you're giving up Jonnu Smith, who is, this guy who had one good season, and, he's not this all-glorious king that everybody thinks. So they're getting rid of two guys that are on the tail end of their career. In return, they're getting the fifth-round pick, which doesn't really matter, but they are getting Minkah Fitzpatrick, the cornerstone, arguably the cornerstone of that Steelers defense. Minkah Fitzpatrick still has a lot of football left in him when those other two guys are just not what you think they are. I think the Dolphins won the shit out of this. Now, don't get me wrong. Ramsey's a three-time All-Pro corner, right? And this dude's a beast. He's bounced everywhere. One of the greatest in the league, no matter what. Jonnu Smith set franchise records for the Dolphins, yeah, for 1 year. But Fitzpatrick, dude, he's insane. Fitzpatrick's a three-time All-Pro safety who played for the Dolphins before, and then he got traded to the Steelers back in 2019. Minkah Fitzpatrick is insane.
Yeah, I see where you come from, but dude, Jalen, I mean, yes, he's getting up in years, but Jalen Ramsey is still one of, if not the best corner in the league.
He's
One.
not the best corner in the league.
No, he's one
I
of.
can't agree with you there, Jake, just because I feel that Jalen Ramsey lost his sauce once he left the Rams. I'm
Yep.
just gonna put it out there. I think he lost the sauce once he left the Rams.
Because he's getting old, dude. You can't be traded around and switching teams and getting involved in all these new organizations when you're getting towards the tail end. When you're getting older, it's just not gonna work out for you.
Yeah, I can see where you guys are coming from on that, but I know like I would love to have Jalen Ramsey on my defense. I mean, so but we already have the best defense in the league, Broncos country.
On
Ah.
fair, on paper.
I'm just as a Seahawks fan, I just want to know, did you guys win back in was it 2013, 14 back then? You
No,
guys
you didn't.
won back.
Well, that's ancient times,
That's
right?
ancient times, dude. Broncos are just feeling good because they haven't been good since 2015.
Dude, I'm feeling great. Toured the stadium on Monday on my birthday, dude.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Jake.
Thank
Happy
you.
late birthday, Jake.
Thank you. But yeah, toured the stadium. It was awesome. One thing I was disappointed about was I didn't get to see the field because they had a Metallica concert the night before. So they were tearing that down. But the stadium was badass.
Yeah.
Home of the best defense in the NFL.
You
So,
were at SoFi? You were with the Chargers?
dude,
That's nuts. All
you're.
right.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Here we go. So there are some big problems in the New York Giants locker room, and the fact that players like Malik Nabers and other players on that Giants offense do not feel good and do not feel comfortable playing behind Russell Wilson. Now that is a very difficult situation, simply because you look at that quarterback room out of the Giants. You have Tommy DeVito, you have Jackson Dart, and you have Jameis Winston, right? Easily the best quarterback in that quarterback room is Russell Wilson. Easily. No matter how much Jackson Dart's showing out in training camp, Russell Wilson is the best. So you have no choice but to start him. But that's not a good thing to have your entire offense not wanting to rally out behind your quarterback. But I personally don't think it's a matter of if Jackson Dart is going to be a starter with the New York Giants. It's a matter of when. I think Jackson Dart will probably become the starter around week five, week six. But to start it off, Giants are screwed. And if they don't do good this year, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will lose their jobs.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
You can't forget what you're going to say on a podcast, dude.
Give me Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
I'm not gonna lie, the way Russ is looking, that's not a bad take. That's not a bad take. That's not a bad. It's coming from a
I
Seahawks
know, and I'm a
guy.
Broncos fan. So we both got plenty of experience with the guy.
Exactly. A little news that doesn't really have to do with football since he's retired, but Tom Brady and Sydney Sweeney are supposedly, you know what I mean?
There's been rumors, but my girl wouldn't do that to me.
I, dude, I know.
CEO, go.
Dude, if he could pull that, I mean,
Genera but
I said Super
that
Bowl
is the
ring.
GOAT, dude.
He has seven wings, eight now that Giselle gave hers back. But if he could pull Sydney Sweeney, he's cemented as the greatest of all time. There's
He
no
already
debate.
is, but that he might be the greatest human of all time after that.
Dude,
Dude, my hero.
did he just alley-oop himself for the GOAT debate?
He
Oh,
did, dude,
toss it
for
up to himself. He
himself.
just needs to slam that shit.
He's doing it. Bijan Robinson has a new mentor now. And I think Bijan Robinson is going to pop off coming up. Bijan Robinson and CMC are working together. So CMC is now the mentor of Bijan Robinson. And that kind of tells me that CMC is kind of mentoring people now and that he's on his way out, which I think we all kind of knew, which sucks.
That dude is more injury prone than man.
Than you. It's rough.
I'm not injury prone. I just had cancer. There's a difference.
You see, I'm not a very big Niners guy, but CMC is just one of those running backs you always love to see play. And that's kind of sad to hear, honestly. Like, it's just end of an era type of thing.
Yeah, after that tendonitis and all the problems he had, that kind of screwed him. All right, last one. This actually does have to do with the Niners. And this is just an opinion thing. And I guess this is a hot take. If the San Francisco 49ers do not go 12-5 in this next year, Kyle Shanahan needs to get fired.
Kyle Shanahan should have been fired a long time ago.
I agree, but
He's not a good
this is
coach.
it. This is it right here. If you don't go 12-5, you need to get fired. Let me tell you the end of the Niners season. They have some games that they should be able to pull out here. Okay? Now, yeah, they have, like, I think they'll beat the Falcons. I think they'll beat the Texans. I think they'll beat the Giants. They're going to lose to the Rams both times. But listen to how easy the end of their season is. Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans, Colts, Bears, and Seahawks.
Whoa, whoa. That's a good team at the end there.
That
Yeah.
is the
And
end of their season right there. If they don't ball out this year, it's over for them.
yeah, I think if the Bears stay healthy, they're going to be tough to beat.
I don't think so. I don't
The
think so.
Bears' biggest hole was their O-line, and they went out and they fixed that thing up well, man. They have a solid O-line this year. If Caleb, this is, I mean, the Niners, yes, this will be make or break for Shanahan. But moving on from that, if Caleb Williams doesn't show out this year, then he's a bust because his problem last year was his O-line. They went out, they got the fix. They got a better O-line, they fixed the problem. Now, if he goes out there and he still sucks, we know he's a bust.
I
No more
agree.
excuses.
I
He has
100%
the
agree.
weapons.
That's good.
So that's my opinion. But yes, if the 49ers, a 12-5's a stretch with their defense having fallen apart this last year. They still do have the weapons, but and Debo's gone now too. But 12-5 might be a stretch. But yes, if Shanahan doesn't at least have a winning record, he's gone.
That defense took a very big hit. We got the Denver 49ers defense, everybody.
Yes, sir. Best defense in the league. I'll keep saying.
That's
That
it
all you
for
have for
football.
NFL? Finally. Jeez, man.
Dude, you're such a jerk off. You find so much stupid shit to comment on in every little sport. Do your spiel. Speed through it,
Oh,
please.
dude, it's gonna be fantastic because we literally have everything from like all the sports. We have MLB, NHL, WNBA, NBA, and competitive eating.
Why are
We
we
got a little
talking
bit of
about competitive eating on the show?
we'll get
Okay,
there.
hey, look, that is a sport, okay? Those people train. Those people.
will get there.
My therapist is a competitive eater. That's fine. I respect it.
You talking about me?
No. My licensed therapist, Jacob.
Oh, I'm your unlicensed therapist. Got it. Anyways, we'll start off with the MLB. This happened a couple weeks ago, happened on June 24th, but O'Neal Cruz was removed from the game due to energy and effort on the field. So there was a ground ball to the shortstop. Those of you who don't know, O'Neal Cruz is one of the fastest players in the league, and he very easily could have beat it out, but he jogged it out instead. And ended up getting thrown out and got removed from the game after that. If you ask me, that's unacceptable. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play a child's game. And so why wouldn't you give 100%? I mean, you're out there, you're playing one of the most, like, people dream of going back and doing what you're doing. Like, I wish I was still playing baseball. I know Eric, I mean, he plays like Sunday League, but he still wishes he was playing
Oh, a
baseball. So
thousand percent.
just Like, put that effort in because you're doing the dream job of millions of people, Eric.
And to put onto that, as I mean, like Jacob, as a baseball player, you have nine other guys on that field. And if you're seeing one of those guys just go down, it's so hard to get that team morale up, but it's so easy to break it down. So for someone not to put an effort, and honestly, not only someone, a key player on that team to not put in effort, it just sets an example and a terrible example for everybody else. So I'm actually very glad that they took him out of that game because it's setting the tone that that's not acceptable.
Exactly. He needs to be a full-time co-host, dude. Holy shit.
Okay. So, this is going to sound crazy to those of you who don't know Eric, but Caleb, have you realized that his voice has switched? Now he's on the podcast. Now he's like a super
Yeah,
voice.
dude. He
I've
sounds like a sports broadcaster now.
He sounds like he's like trying to be official. It's
I
hilarious.
love it. I think he is
I
official.
like it though, but it's funny, dude. Audio only, Eric. They can't see that.
I know, that's why I did it.
That's the point.
That
But
was the FTC emote.
yeah,
Those people
sorry
don't have to
guys.
know.
I had to talk about that, but back into the fun baseball news. We have another participant committed to do the Home Run Derby this year. James Wood from the Nationals has committed to the Home Run Derby. In my opinion, the biggest all-star st starter snub. But James Wood is participating in the Home Run Derby. This year, he's batting 292 with 23 home runs and 67 RBIs. He's having one hell of a season that isn't getting the credit it deserves.
Amen. I agree with that.
James Wood, that's the guy they walked four times in one game, right?
Yeah, it was the first time that it had been done since 2004. Fun fact for the day. James Wood got walked four times in a game, and it was the first time it had been done since 2004, which was when it happened to Barry Bonds. It happened four times that season.
Holy shit, dude.
See, I really want to know how you feel about that, Jacob, just because I know you're a big Giants guy. So how do you feel, someone else stepping in the ranks of Barry Bonds? I mean, I couldn't say really stepping in the ranks, but like we haven't seen it since Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that Barry Bonds was so damn good with not getting a lot of pitches to hit. Like, they wouldn't pitch to him. They would walk him, or like they wouldn't give him pitches to hit. But when they did, that ball would be out of the freaking yard. James Wood is having a hell of a season, man. But intentionally walking him four times, it's crazy, especially now with all the analytics stuff. Like, people analyze it and they say, oh, it's not good to bunt. Oh, it's not good to intentionally walk, like the statistics or whatever. Those guys are freaking nerds. But I'm I mean, good for him. People are scared of him. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Caleb, what do you think? Home
I
run derby?
100% agree. I think, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I guess you could see it as a hot take, but not really. I don't know if there's any player in the MLB currently that you really need to w intentionally walk four times.
Yeah.
I think they should have just pitched to him for gits and shiggles, but I think it's interesting. I think it's cool, but I guess my hot take is there's nobody. If Shohei Ohtani's not getting intentionally walked four times in a game, then
Yeah.
you know what
As
I mean?
much as I hate to say it, you're right.
Yeah, that's the crazy part is that they're not pitching to him because if you're a player, like, honestly, as a pitcher, I feel like that's just disrespect.
Yeah.
It's like you really don't think. If you're, I mean, because the call is coming from the manager in MLB, right?
Yeah.
That walk. So it's like, yeah, as a pitcher, I'm taking that as disrespect that you don't think I can overpower this guy. And I know all the analytics and all this show, but at the end of the day, baseball's a mental game and the stats can go out the window.
Yeah.
And like, you're walking a guy four times. Like, what are you saying about your pitching staff then?
Right. That's very true. I didn't even think about it like that. That's good.
Yes. Oh, of course, I lost my post.
Of course you lost your post, dude.
Well, because I didn't want to write it all down. Because the starting lineups for the MLB All-Star Game have been announced. So I'm going to go through them just real quick, and then we'll talk about the biggest snubs from each league in our opinions. So starting with the outfield in the American League, from left to right, you have Riley Green, Javier Baez, and Aaron Judge. At third base, you have Jose Ramirez, shortstop Jacob Wilson, second base Gleyber Torres, and first base Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Behind the plate, you have Cal Raleigh, and at your DH, you have Ryan O'Hearn. So you have three Tigers making the starting lineup, one of them being Javier Baez, who hasn't been an all-star since what, 2017, 2016, something like that, now playing in the outfield.
Wow.
Magician in the All-Star game now.
The sword magician. Dude, he's having a hell of a year.
That's crazy, bro.
It's wild. He's the first player to make an All-Star game, both as a starting infielder and a starting outfielder.
It's another fun fact, dude.
Another fun fact. I'm just full of them today. But yeah, I mean, that's a solid lineup. There weren't really a ton of big snubs in the American League that I can think of. You guys?
I don't think so. I think everybody fits.
I could tell you one thing in the American League that's not really a snub, but it's more of a just a hit the heart. It just, knife to the heart. You know where I'm going with this. Jacob knows Mike Trout, number 27 for the Angels. You the previous center fielder, unfortunately, he's in right field. DH is a lot now. He's getting old, but that's the guy you always expected to see there. And as an Angels fan, like even more expected to see there. And for him not to be there, it really hurts, honestly.
I think he would, like, if Trout could stay healthy, I think he'd be a starter every year just because of how much the fans love
Oh,
him.
yeah.
But because he got hurt earlier this year, I mean, and he's back now, he's been back for a while, I think that's why he didn't get the starting nod.
No, 1,000%, and it hasn't been the same as other years. I feel he's done a lot better and a lot more, and he's just getting old, but I hope to see a lot more out of him. Just that inner child, really. That's my player right there.
Right. And as I've talked to a lot of people about the All-Star game, and Jacob, make sure to note this for me because I already know I'm gonna have a slip up. But when it comes to the All-Star game, I can't say like really snubs here in the American League because after talking to a lot of people are on my side, and not just saying this as a Padres fan, not just saying this to pick sides, nobody could really give a fuck less about the American League. Am I
Yeah.
crazy for saying that?
Not really.
You know what I mean? Right?
It's just not it this year.
Yeah. I just feel like it's American League's kind of irrelevant, dude.
Well, I feel like you just don't have any like true showstoppers.
You don't.
You don't.
They're
No.
all in the NL.
Yeah, I mean the Yankees, but that's really it, man.
Yeah, you don't.
The Orioles were supposed to be that way, but they've been struggling. Yeah, man, it's nobody cares about the
Nobody
American.
cares because there's nothing to care about.
It's all in the National League. It's all in the NL West. As
The
crazy as that sounds,
NL best.
NL best. We got to move on. In the National League, because we haven't even done that yet. The National League starters in the outfield, starting from left to right, you have Ronald Acuña Jr., Pete Crow Armstrong, and Kyle Tucker. At third base, you have Manny Machado, shortstop Francisco Lindor, and second base, Ketel Marte. And then at first base, you have Freddie Freeman. Behind the plate, you have Will Smith, and your DH is obviously Shohei Ohtani.
Hit me with those outfielders one more time.
Ronald Acuña Jr. in left, Pete Crow Armstrong in center, and Kyle Tucker in right.
I could not agree with this list more.
That's a good list.
I could not agree more.
I think the biggest snub here, and we talked about him earlier, was James Wood. I think he should have been a starter. Why am I blanking on who I was thinking for third base? It wasn't Manny
Well,
Machado.
it should have been.
But I was thinking someone else. But the rest of it's pretty good. Look, I am just stoked that only three Dodgers ended up making it because there could have been a complete sweep besides one outfield position. There could have been eight starters from the Dodgers, or nine, or seven starters, because unless the pitcher, but there could have been seven starters from the Dodgers. And I'm happy that only three of them got it. And honestly, it's the three that deserved it the most, and Shohei, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith. And that's coming from three people who all hate the Dodgers.
Well, Will Smith and Freddie Freeman were both on my ballot, so.
Yes, like I said, they're the three who deserve it.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think James Wood is definitely the biggest snub here. Ellie De La Cruz, dude, he's having a hell of a year too, man. Pete Alonso is having a great year, so he could have snuck in there. There's definitely more snubs in the National League because people actually care about the National League.
I don't know. I personally just think Freddie Freeman's a better fit.
Yeah, but I don't like Freddie. It's not that I don't like Freddie Freeman, it's that I don't like the
You don't like
Dodgers.
the Dodgers. You feel bad for Freddie Freeman.
I do feel bad
Yeah.
for Freddie Freeman. He got screwed over in 2021, was it?
Yeah.
With
Yeah.
the Braves. So and his agent and all that. That was a horrible situation, but we don't have time for that. This episode is going so long.
Then speed it up, cowboy.
Moving on, one piece of NHL news, and I just thought this was really cool. So the NHL draft was a couple weeks ago, and the Ducks' 10th overall pick was a guy named Roger McQueen, and he did the coolest thing ever. So after he got drafted, he took a helicopter or a plane or something to Disneyland and announced that his number in the NHL would be number 95 to match his last name, McQueen.
Shut up.
So Roger McQueen will be wearing 95 for the Anaheim Ducks.
Dude, that's nuts.
It's badass.
That's
I
badass.
don't keep up with hockey if I'm being honest, but I might just, I mean, hey, Anaheim, I'm just gonna become a Ducks fan at this
You
point.
should.
Yeah. I mean, I don't follow hockey either, but I saw that. I'm like, I gotta talk about
Well,
that on
guys, I'm
the podcast.
officially on right here on starting. I'm sorry, I'm riding the bench. I was about to say starting the bench, guys. I'm so sorry. Right here on Riding the Bench, I am officially becoming an Anaheim Ducks fan.
Edit an applause here, Caleb.
Note that for me then.
Yep. I'm working on it.
I mean, the thing is, I follow hockey as much as I can. I was raised a Sharks fan, so kind of
I
stuck there.
care less about hockey. But
Jacob's
yeah.
more on the soccer side of things.
No, hell no. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But if I had to pick a hockey team, it'd probably be a Sharks, just because the Sharks, just because I'm a Bay Area guy. I like the
Yeah.
Giants. I
Yeah.
guess it's the only Bay Area team I like. The Warriors.
Warriors, yeah.
Moving on, another just one piece of news from the WNBA that I thought another fun fact. Caitlin Clark in the All-Star game voting this year herself got 1,293,526 votes. So
Holy shit.
1.29 million. In all of 2023, like the WNBA, all of the players combined only got 1.17 million. So her alone this year got more votes than the entire WNBA in 2023.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
Nobody comes to see her, right? Nobody just comes to see her.
No.
No.
Nope. Nobody.
You can't argue that. Like, what's the argument there?
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody gives a shit about you, dude.
Yeah, she's the reason they're flying private. They were flying charters before, or they were flying commercial before they got into the, or before she got into the league.
Yeah.
She's the reason they're eating steak and lobster now.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, but I don't. She's
Flat
also the
stuff.
first ever player in the WNBA to get a million votes by herself.
Speaks for itself, dude.
Yep. Just one piece of NBA news. There was actually a lot of NBA news, but we don't really keep up with the NBA trades and stuff that much. So I just had one big one to talk about. DeAndre Ayton is signing with the Los Angeles Lakers. This means that LeBron is now going to play with his ninth first overall pick in his career. So over his entire career, he's played with nine different first overall picks.
Did you also see that LeBron is taking his player option?
Yes, he is, and there's been rumors that he might get traded.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy trade proposals too, like LeBron and Bronny for Cooper Flagg and another guy, I don't remember who. But like,
Awful. Awful.
and what I have to say about this is there's a reason why Jordan never got traded, because the Bulls never wanted to give up Jordan, and
Yeah.
that's because he was the greatest of all time. Why would the Lakers want to give up LeBron? Because he's not the greatest of all time. Ooh. And that's not a hot take for
That's not a hot take, no. Oh shit, Eric's thinking.
you. Look, but this is my thing though. This is my thing. I'm gonna take away my bias here from being a Bron fanboy. Actually, should I just keep going here? Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
LeBron
I'm gonna take my bias from being a LeBron fanboy right here. And I'm just gonna say that I think that Jordan didn't like he did he's not gonna be in this situation because he hasn't played long enough.
Yeah.
LeBron has more. It's like, put it this way, you're more likely to strike out 5 times in a, I don't know how to put this in analogy, but it's just more time, and there's more time for, more space for error. There we
Yeah,
go. That's how
exactly.
I put it.
Yeah. I was talking to the people I was in Denver with, and they're big LeBron fans, and I kept telling them over and over again, longevity isn't greatness. Just because you play for forever doesn't mean you're the greatest of all time.
I 100% can get behind that.
That's my opinion. It's my 2 cents on it.
Yeah, exactly.
But congratulations, DeAndre Ayton. One last piece of sports news. The GOAT has done it again. The greatest athlete of all time, Joey Chestnut, has won his 17th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest by eating 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Holy shit.
Dude, that is a lot of hot dogs. That is a glizzy gobbler.
That's how to be an American right there, dude.
Hoorah. Hoorah.
That's American shit.
Yep, we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American. We'll put a hot dog in your mouth. It's the American
I thought you
way.
were gonna say put a hot dog in your ass. It's the American way.
Honestly, screw it. Put Joey Chestnut in the GOAT debate. Screw Tom Brady.
For real.
Honestly, at this
Facts.
point. For real.
We should have put that in our most dominant athletes draft that we did forever ago.
So moving on from news, we have a very fun draft this week. Like I mentioned earlier, I was not expecting Eric to be on this podcast when I wrote it. So Eric gets the last pick this week. Congratulations, you're the first ever guest to get the last pick in the draft.
Wow, writing the bench history.
Yep. But
Glad to be a part of it. Glad to be a part of
yeah.
it. Sorry about that, guys. The mic cut out.
No, it didn't, dude.
It is a snake draft, so you'll get back-to-back picks. Our draft this week is the best sports food. So when I say that, I mean the food you're getting when you're watching a sporting game, whether it's at home, at the ballpark, wherever you are, the best sports food. And I have the first overall pick. And I feel like this is a pretty easy one. You go to a party to watch any game, you're expecting this there. Give me pizza.
God, Jacob, you piece of shit. I was gonna go with pizza. Okay. Oh man. I mean, I don't even know if I have a backup from that, dude. I really wanted pizza. But you know what? Jacob has said this in the past. They're hit or miss wherever you go, but honestly, there's nothing better than being in a ballpark and having a hot dog done correctly.
Gonna regret saying this, but a Dodger dog.
Oh,
Podcast. Well,
get
you're
off
just
the
Caleb
podcast.
and my brother glazing the Dodgers, bro. They did that a couple episodes ago.
I can't like I don't like the Dodgers, right? I've never liked the Dodgers, and they took Shohei Ohtani away from me, and it just made it even worse. But the first ever ballpark hot dog I had was a Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium and in the right field, on right field line. So I can't, you know, gotta say that's the OG.
And that's valid.
It's the
That's
OG.
valid.
Yep.
But unfortunately, that's not your pick. So
I know it's
you
not my
got back-to-back
pick.
picks.
But I already had a good pick though.
All right, what is it?
It's a low-key pick. Asada fries.
Ooh, damn.
Oh. You brought a big one on a podcast. You don't think I know food, guys? Come on, man.
That's wild,
I have
bro.
another fun fact for the week.
What's that? All right, a
Guys,
back. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
before riding the bench, there was going to be another podcast called Panza's Pantry where me and Eric just ate food.
This is my thing, guys. Like, it probably would have been a good thing. I probably would have gained like 100 pounds or something like that. Caleb another 50. Me probably the extra 50 that Caleb didn't eat because probably ate his food too. But I think honestly, it was a bust. Like
It was a bust,
I
dude.
tried to start it in probably the busiest time of my life, and it
Yeah.
kind of blew up. But
Look how things come full circle.
big things coming soon though. Big things coming soon.
Big things coming
Not
soon
podcasts,
out of
but.
Eric, dude. Eric's gonna be doing some shit soon.
Look, just know Twitch and Kick might need to stay ready. We're just gonna say that. We're just gonna
Oh,
say
shit.
that. This is the thing. Caleb and Jacob don't know about this yet.
Well, it sounds like he's gonna be streaming. Can we stream with you?
1,000%.
All right,
Let's
fire.
go.
All right, what's your second pick?
Second pick. You know what? Screw it. We're gonna stay on the same platter. Get some nachos.
Damn it. That was my
Get
next
some
pick.
nachos, bro. Nachos are great because you can, if you're a plain person, just get them with cheese. If you like some spice, some jalapenos, and if you want some meat on it, throw some beef. And it's beautiful, let me tell you.
It
Have
is
you?
beautiful.
I like how Eric gets the most passionate when we start talking about food.
We were talking about school, or we were talking about sports, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, I guess I understand that. And if you really think about it, such a standout player, the star player on the team." And then we start talking about food, and he goes, "Fool, put some beans on there, dude. Some beef, dude." Like,
Hey, I'm telling you guys, it just comes out sometimes,
Jacob, mark my F-bomb right there.
okay?
Oh boy.
All right, Caleb, you get the next pick.
Okay, you know what? It's crazy that it hasn't been taken yet. And look, I mean, it's up there with pizza for, not just sporting, but primarily football, I'd say. Dude, when you get yourself a good plate of wings that are in a football game, it'll change your life. Give me wings.
Yep. Okay. 100%, man. Boneless or bone in?
Bone in while I'm watching sports keeps me occupied. Doesn't make you feel like you're sitting on a couch watching a sports game. Make you feel like an athlete.
That makes you feel like Joey Chestnut.
Yes, dude.
Eric, what about you? Bone in or boneless?
Bone in.
Bone in. I'm a boneless guy.
I know
Okay.
you are, and that ties into our hot takes, actually.
Hot takes.
We'll go there later. Yeah, we'll
All
talk
right.
about it
So
later.
I get back picks. With my first one, when I'm at the ballpark, man, give me some chicken tenders.
Some tendies?
Tendies.
Tendies. Okay.
And chicken tendies, they always hit the spot. And then if I'm going for a snack at the ballpark, like I don't want like a full meal or something, I just want a snack. I'm gonna have some peanuts.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going on a meal there. I gotta go to peanuts.
Okay.
You get the next thing.
I have to say this because, I work for the Visalia Rawhide. Before I say this, shout out Harris Ranch for the best beef I've ever had in my life. Okay? There's nothing like sitting down on a day that you're not working and getting a Rawhide burger. So give me the Rawhide burger. Not just any burger, give me the Rawhide burger. And I'll die on that hill. Sue me.
You know, I can't really relate to you on the working at Rawhide part, but I definitely can relate to you on the burger at the game. And let me tell you, Caleb, that Rawhide does produce probably one of the best burgers, not only in the Central Valley, but in the state. And if I'm being honest, the whole country.
Oh, wow, dude.
I'm gonna keep it real, both of you, and you're both gonna be disappointed, but I've never had a Rawhide burger.
Whoa. Wow.
Eric just stood up and did a twirl, bro.
Hey, honestly, Jacob's just a loyal Rawhide fan, you know? He's such a fan of Tipper, he's not eating beef.
Dude,
I
there's
know.
no way you've never had a Rawhide burger.
Never had a Rawhide burger, but that's gonna change when I get back.
Dude, time flies.
But I will
People
buy a
die.
burger. I'm down for that because
Dude,
I'm
time's gonna fly. People are gonna die. I'm just a guy. Rawhide burger in five, dude. And I will stand on that.
What has this podcast become? Eric, you get back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back picks again. All right. So, unlike Caleb, I like my hot dog on a stick, and I'm gonna go with the one and only corn dog.
Wow, dude. I wasn't even thinking corn dog.
No, man, it's a good pick though.
That is a good pick.
Mini corn dogs or a regular corn dog? That becomes the question.
I'm gonna have to go mini corn dog. They're just more convenient.
They're
They're
more
just more.
convenient.
Because this is my thing. Like when you're in a ballpark, you're sitting in a seat that's not, you don't really have much room. So, like, you know, picking up and eating the corn dog sometimes gets a little hard. And it's, eating the corn dog long ways once you get to the stick kind of hurts your teeth. So,
It does.
yeah. So, also, I just gotta say mini corn dog, but it's easy, convenient, you know, dip it in a little ketchup, throw it in the mouth, and you're chilling, you know, watch the game.
That's so true. I just have to say this because I've been seeing this popping up around, the country and around our beloved cities here in the Central Valley. If you go, and this is just completely off topic, I apologize, but if you go to a county fair and you get mini corn dogs instead of a jumbo corn dog, you don't belong, dude.
No, go to
No,
hell.
yeah, you have that's you see, that's the acceptable moment when you get the big corn dog. Yep.
Jacob, did you say go to hell? All
I
right, Eric, what's your next pick?
Oh my gosh. Is ice cream considered a food?
Yeah, you can take ice
Oh
cream.
yeah, give me some creamy ice cream.
Some creamy ice cream, dude.
Yeah.
Was
Okay.
that your last pick?
Again, also shout out to Rawhide. Their ice cream is very, very like top
It's
notch.
Rosa Brothers, right?
Yeah, Rosa.
Okay. I'm not gonna take this because you already took ice cream.
Why are you taking a pick before me?
No, I'm just saying, if we're taking ice cream, I'm gonna take you up a notch. Have you ever had a Ghirardelli Sundae from Oracle Park? I've
No.
never been in Cisco.
I've never been, and that's actually a question I wanted to ask you off of a podcast, but I want to go to Oracle Park, and if I'm gonna go, you're invited
Let's do
with
it.
this season. Yeah,
Let's do
I'm
it.
so down.
Can
But dude,
I go, guys?
of course, Caleb, you
Guys,
can.
can I go?
We're having a discussion here, a grown-up discussion.
Okay, sorry.
AB conversation, see your way out of it.
Hey, your name starts with a C too.
Yeah, it does.
So Eric took ice cream. Caleb, you another pick.
All right. You know what? I'm just gonna go there. You took the peanuts. And something that honestly you don't only have to do while watching any sporting event, but primarily baseball. This is something you can just do whenever, wherever. Shit, I was doing it all day. Give me sunflower seeds.
Yep.
Real quick, like, what's your guys' favorite brand?
Biggs. Biggs.
Biggs. Favorite flavor, Jake. Oh, Jake's favorite thing on planet Earth is Biggs Dill Pickle.
Dude, dill pickle seeds. Okay, I'm gonna put you guys on to the best combo ever. And when you try it, you need to send us a clip for you trying it. But give me a mix of Biggs dill pickle with Spitz cracked pepper. It'll change your life.
Will it actually?
It will, because it's the best dill pickle and the best cracked pepper. It will change your life, Caleb.
My
I can actually back Jake on this, Caleb, just because I haven't personally mixed them, but I've had them before and like game changer. Game
So
changer.
what's your favorite seed flavor?
Me personally though. You see, first of all, the brand, it's gonna be with that new brand. What are they called? Spit.
Oh, sp
Smackin'.
smacking.
Smackin'. I gotta go with the cinnamon, the churro.
The
The churro.
cinnamon churro, dude, I loved it.
Like I'm like it just again, as a big boy, like you want to eat some food, but like seeds don't really do it to you. But when you get that churro taste in your mouth, oh.
Because it's salty too. It's salty and it's
Yeah.
sweet and it, oh, dude. I'm gonna go get some spit or some smacking after this.
I got plenty in my car.
Okay, good.
Oh, you're getting robbed.
You are.
I have three half-eaten bags of seeds in my car. If you want to come take them, please just don't break the window. I'll leave it unlocked.
I get okay. I'm gonna hit you with my favorite flavor right here and call me crazy. Biggs Chile Limon.
Whoa.
Okay,
That is
my
crazy.
favorite.
I can get behind that.
But I can't call you crazy. That's very reasonable. Like
Right?
in the
The bit.
baseball, then here I know like most of the teams I played on since I was little, that's been a popping flavor.
Yeah. I always like the Taco Supreme ones.
Yeah, those are good too. The bacon ones hit the spot. You're
Woo!
not. I've had the cheeseburger ones. I've had them too. They're all
Yeah,
right.
it just tastes like mustard.
Yeah. I'm not a big mustard guy.
Me neither.
But yeah, I mean Biggs has some good flavors. Have you guys ever had the Old Bay seeds from Biggs? The Old Bay
No.
seasoning?
Mm-mm.
Oh, those ones hit the spot. I've only had them once, but they hit the spot.
Try those.
So,
I hate them.
with my last two picks, I'm going to go with my personal favorites at ballparks, and I am going to be 100% biased here, and I'm saying that now to keep it honest with you guys and with our listeners. 100% bias coming out. I'm going to go with garlic fries, specifically Giants garlic fries because they're the best in the game. And so big that when the Giants come to other cities, they put garlic fries on the menu because they know they're so damn good.
Wow.
And then my last pick, I'm going to go with when I go to a Giants game, I can't go without this. And look, this is going to be an unpopular opinion, my biggest hot take on this episode. But when I go to a Giants game, I need to go get me some clam chowder and a bread bowl.
Holy shit. Clam chowder and a bread bowl at a sporting event?
Have you ever been to a Giants game and
You
had
just
clam chowder?
what never.
Stadium is this?
Dude, it's so damn good.
All right, I'll try it. Well, we're all going to a Giants game now, right?
Welcome to a Giants game. We got to get Ghirardelli sundaes, garlic fries, and clam chowder. There's also the crazy crab sandwich from Giants games. It's supposed to be amazing. I'm just not a big crab guy.
Oh, I'm a huge crab guy.
So you'd probably love that. My brother loves it. My dad loves it, but I'm just not a crab
I'm
guy.
a big crab
That's not
guy.
cool. Got it. But Caleb, your last pick.
My last pick.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna say this just because it's something I've gotten into more. And just hear me out. Give me some cheesy tater tots, dude.
Huh.
Or maybe like some cheese curds, you know what I mean?
You gotta pick one or the other.
Oh shit. You know what? No. Give me like those cheesy tater tots, but I'm saying with everything in it.
So like loaded tots.
Loaded tots. That's the term I was looking for. Thank you. Yes, loaded tots.
Okay, I can get behind that.
100%.
With a
Loaded
little pecan
tots.
top. Like just like the nachos, but tater tots.
Oh, dude.
Dude. Oh, you. Oh man, this is a great episode. I'm hungry.
Me too.
It's my pick now.
It's your pick. It's your last pick.
Okay. So you see, I was trying to find the ballpark food I was trying to find. But upon stumbling upon it real quick, did you guys know the New York Yankees served wontons? Huh.
Wontons?
Yeah, I don't know what popped up, but New York Yankees wontons.
Is that your pick?
No, that's not my pick. That's not my pick. I don't want it because I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I found that right now, and that's kind of cheating. So what I was really thinking about, and I just had to confirm, was the Philly cheesesteak. More of
Oh.
an East Coast thing. It's more of an East Coast thing. But the Philly cheesesteak. Like, I can imagine a cold game. Ooh,
A
that
Philly
would.
cheesesteak, dude. I could get behind that so hard.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Any more honorable mentions that you guys have?
Ah, dude, it was so hard. I came into this with no list, so
Yeah,
I was
I
really
was
just
all
swinging for the fences, and I kind of got screwed with my position.
yeah, but yeah, you get
This is
screwed a
not
lot.
good when you're ranking food.
No, yeah.
All right, moving on. Jake, what do we got next?
We got hot takes. So it's back for the first time in season three, season two. Holy crap.
Again?
Again. For the first time in season two, we have hot takes. And no, we only have one sports one. We have three this week, only one of them is sports.
Okay.
So our first one comes in from Brooklyn 559, Brooke, to
Brooke, dude.
everyone who knows her. She said,
Okay.
boneless wings aren't wings. And I can get behind this. They're glorified chicken nuggets. That doesn't make them any less delicious.
That doesn't make them any less delicious, and I am going to get right behind Jacob. Yes, Brooke, you are 100% correct. Boneless wings are not wings.
Yo, shout out to Brooke and CC. But I'm gonna have to really agree with you there. Really.
Right? Because,
Glorified chicken
I mean, if
nuggets.
you really do think about it, like, they're two different pieces of meat that come from different parts. So can you really call them the same?
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, I didn't even think about it like that.
You feel
Dude,
me? Eric's cooking.
he's cooking. I wonder why, dude. It just came out of
Oh,
nowhere, dude, started cooking.
are we gonna change our group chat name to glorified chicken nuggets?
Yes.
We should.
But like when you really think about eating a wing, you're not thinking about dipping that, you're just stabbing your fork into a big ass juicy chicken nugget and dipping it in some ranch. That's not eating wings.
No. When
Eating
you.
wings is you can't pick up your phone to check it because your hands are full of shit.
Yeah. You got sauce everywhere. Yep.
Everywhere, in every crack and crevice of your body.
So that one I say we all say is valid.
100% valid, dude. I could so easily get behind that.
The next one comes in from Kathy's Cafe on Instagram. Caleb, this is Mr. Kathy, the history teacher at LD.
No way.
He submitted a
Caffey's listening to the podcast?
Kathy at least follows the Instagram.
Caffey, if you're listening to this, we miss you, dog.
We do miss you. I actually see him. He's come to quite a few Rawhide games this year. I've seen him quite a bit.
I saw Mr. Taylor last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kathy's hot take is a very hot take this week. He says soccer is the best sport in the world simply because it's the most acceptable. You just need a ball.
Well, look, I'm not gonna totally disagree just because of my personal hate for soccer. I think, if soccer wasn't such a widely recognized sport and such a widely played sport recreationally, I don't think, it would be as big as it is. But it is a very, it's somewhat entertaining. I just think it's too long. But soccer is definitely not the best sport. I guess I'll just be biased off of my favorite. I think the best sport is football just because how many layers it has.
Well, if we're talking about the best sport, there's always going to be bias there,
Yeah.
but the thing is, when he says because simply all you need is a ball, but you can say the same thing about football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing is coming from a handicap, accessibility isn't everything. So I mean, just because it's the easiest one to play doesn't mean that it's the best sport in the world.
I'm not laughing at the fact he's a handicap. I'm just laughing at the grin across his face when he said it. He like smirked and said, "Coming from a handicap."
But just because it's accessible doesn't mean it's the best sport in the world. It's definitely the most popular sport in the world. I can give you that.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah. And I think saying best sport, it's such an opinionated thing that we could sit here and debate all day on why football is the best sport, or baseball is the best sport, or soccer is the best sport, or whatever the hell Eric plays is the best sport. So
I
we can
play
sit here and debate
baseball.
all day.
I play baseball, guys.
Yeah.
Um,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
But I think I'm gonna have to go with invalid on that one.
Wow. Yeah, me too.
Eric, valid or invalid?
Invalid.
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 Triple
Invalid.
invalid.
The thing I will say, what sport has the best atmosphere? Baseball. No doubt. That
100%.
there's
It's
never
perfect.
gonna be a debate about that. The best culture, the best atmosphere, it's baseball.
Yep. When we were at that game, we were at the Rawhide game earlier, and there was a bad call at home plate that would have ended the game, would have walked it off. Horrible call. And dude, the entire crowd just started booing together at the umpire. It was freaking awesome, dude. It felt like a family all eight in one guy.
We did have a big, we did have a big disagreement, but one of our main season ticket holders, Amanda Pacheco, sorry to name drop Amanda, but I walked over to her and I saw her screaming at the umpire, by the way, and then I went over there and I told her about the call and I said, "Yeah, I'm just listening to them talk about the replay. He's out." She said, "I know." She said he didn't even touch the bag, didn't even get close to it.
Yeah, I had a bad view, but it would have walked it off the rawhide, so I
Yeah.
was. But there's nothing better than hating on one guy with everybody. It
It's
just.
awesome, dude.
It is. And that's why baseball is the best environment.
The only atmosphere and environment that I think is just as fun as baseball is, I'm gonna say college football.
Yeah.
But
Just because
baseball is
it
still
still
just,
has that family feel.
yeah, college football does not.
The thing about that call, though, that you're talking about today, he didn't really make it any better when you walk out on a tie ball game in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it made it look like he just wanted to get out of there. And he did.
And then in the next inning, the Quakes came up and put up an eight spot and made him stay there for
In
even
the
longer.
top of the 10th,
In the top of the 10th.
they scored 8 runs. They went from 5 to 13. It was rough.
Back into our last hot take, back into the food. Brooklyn 559 again,
Again.
same person as before. Lock her up because she says milk then cereal.
That is absolutely diabolical. If you put your milk before cereal, that's rough.
Ridiculous. Lock her up, send her away. Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, like that's just awful. Let me tell you something right now that also grossed me out. So my ex-girlfriend would put the cereal, then put the milk, and let it sit there for 10 minutes to get nasty and soggy and mushy, and then she would eat it.
Man, I'm happy she's your ex-girlfriend now.
Dude,
Wow.
why would you eat soggy cereal?
But
So
that's
next thing,
nasty.
what's
What's the next thing you're gonna tell me? She likes warm pillows?
Oh God, no, dude, no. No.
We were playing a card game this past week while we were in Denver, and this one dude was holding a card that we all needed to play off of, in a game called Seven Up. And I look at him and I go, "I hope both sides of your pillow are warm." And he looks at me and goes, "I like warm pillows."
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, I would just
Great
left. I honestly would have.
guy. If she liked warm pillows, dude, that's a game changer.
Yeah,
I would
red
never
flag.
sleep next to that woman in my life.
No.
No, yeah. Block her, restraining order, all types of stuff. Yep.
Everything. That should be a federal crime.
So, for our hot takes this week, all three of us thought the first one was valid, and the other two we all thought was invalid.
Yeah, totally invalid, especially the second one. Holy shit.
Brooke, I hope your pillows are warm tonight.
Yeah, I hope they are.
Yep.
Why would you put that thought into my mind?
Yep.
Now the only thing I can think of is milk before cereal.
Yeah.
It's
Like, warm pillows is one that really hurts. Like, when you say, "I hope your pillows are warm," those are fighting words.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the Try Not to Cringe challenge?
Yes.
One way to always win that challenge is to walk up and go milk before cereal.
Yeah, that's just disgusting.
Like,
But I'm
honestly.
glad you said, "I hope your pillows are warm," because that's a
Right.
dig.
Yep. Yep.
My dad used to tell me when I was a kid, like when I did something bad, instead of like, "Oh, I hope you stub your toe every day," or "I hope your pillows are warm," my dad hit me with one, and he still says it to me to this day, that hurts me so bad in my soul. My dad says, "I hope you take the cleanest shower you've ever had. I hope you get out feeling amazing and you shit diarrhea for the next 12 hours." That's painful. Like, my dad used to say, "I hope you have the cleanest shower ever, and then you take the nastiest shit when you get out."
Yeah, well, cool. Oh my
That's
God.
wild. That's evil, dude.
Wow.
Anyways.
What dark magic did he conjure up to find that
I
one?
know, dude. That was personal.
That's Curtis Brown right there.
Hey, thanks for giving me one now.
Oh, man.
Moving on to our last segment of the podcast. This is how you know we're getting to the end of the show. This is a weekly segment on our podcast that we call Start Bench Cut. So for those of you new listeners, this is, as I already said, this is a weekly segment where I give us three players, three items, three food items, or in this case, three women, and we have to start one, bench one, and cut one. This week, our start bench cut is Sydney Sweeney, Scarlett Johansson, and Libby Dunn.
Oh God, dude. This is a rough one. Also, thank you, Papa Fagundes, for coming up with this one.
Yeah, well, he said Taylor Swift instead of Libby Dunn, but
Yeah,
Taylor
dude.
Swift is not
Yeah,
just
yeah,
even
yeah.
in the same conversation as Scarlett Johansson
We're
is.
yeah, we're here.
So those are the three. I can kick it off because this is super easy for me. I'm starting Sydney Sweeney because she's, look at her. She's perfect.
A great person. Great person. Yeah.
Yeah, of
Great
course. Of
person. Yeah.
course.
Wow. Holy shit.
Bleep that.
Yeah. Too big
Mark
for
it,
you. Prison
and I'll bleep it. But
up.
holy shit, he said that. I've sat here on TikTok seeing people post, "Oh, toxic masculinity." What is toxic masculinity? It's this start bench cut right here. It's this episode.
I'm starting Sydney Sweeney. I'm benching Scarlett Johansson. Oh no, I'm starting Sydney Sweeney. I'm benching Libby Dunn, and I'm cutting Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. I am right there with Jacob. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm starting Livy Dunn, benching Sydney Sweeney, cutting Scarlett Johansson.
Yep, valid. But I will admit, Paul Skeens and Colin Jost are my heroes. Eric.
Being an American.
And
Sorry,
then we're
guys.
adding Tom Brady to that boyfriend list. That's nuts.
Oh, wow. That's a.
Oh, even before that, Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. Oh my God.
Wait, is that why Sydney Sweeney like called off her wedding with her fiance or something?
No, it wasn't because of Glenn Powell.
It's because
No.
of Tom Brady.
Tommy Tom.
No, it wasn't because of, it wasn't
He
because of.
threw a deep ball.
No,
Wow.
they just started hanging out recently, but
Bro pulled the 28-3 comeback again.
Dude, that's exactly what happened.
My gosh. All right. Let me get. Okay.
Holy shit. I'm gonna bleep that. That one's bad. I'm bleeping that one too. Wow, we're on fire tonight. Holy shit.
What is this show?
I don't know.
Can I say one last one? This has to be bleeped.
Yep.
No, you're not.
Dude.
Holy shit.
Dude. You can't
Wow.
say that, bro. Listen, the OJ jokes.
Just take that one out. Just take that one out.
Eric, who's your start bench cut, dude?
Give me Sydney Sweeney, Livy Dunn, Scarlett Johansson.
So you're right there with me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right there with Jacob.
But I don't want to take any credit away from Scarlett Johansson.
No,
She's
dude.
still hot.
I just think like
Yes.
the other two are more, they're just younger.
Younger, yeah, don't have any kids.
Like I feel like I just look
Yeah.
at Scarlett Johansson, like I don't see Scarlett Johansson, I see Black Widow.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you just
That's not a bad thing though. Black
no.
Widow was hot.
Also, I hear the new Jurassic World's kind of badass.
Is
So,
it?
you down to go watch that?
I'm down.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
All right. Anyways, that's all we have for this week. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. It's been a
Yeah.
pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Like I said before, this is probably one of the greatest podcasts if you're a first listener to keep on watching. They're very consistent. They're very entertaining, both of them. Actually, I mean, their job literally is to be entertaining. So I really do hope that if you're a first-time listener, you come back to their podcast. It's great. These are two great people. And thank you guys for having me on. And it was a great pleasure to be here.
Did we notice that he brought back the serious voice?
Yes, we went from serious voice to food talk
Guys,
to whatever the hell start bench cut was back to serious talk. But dude, seriously, we knew it was gonna be funny to have you on the podcast. It was gonna be such a good time because, the three of us click so well, always have, and yeah, dude, honestly, we've talked a lot about how much we want this show to be, and we kind of want to expand it and stuff. And, we want to switch that over to not just the Riding the Bench podcast, but Riding the Bench Media, and kind of just build something around it. So I'm sure you're going to be seeing some IRL content with Eric. I could see that 100% in the future.
Hey, who knows if riding the bench needs a bench boy for as their mascot?
Exactly, dude.
Yep. It's been fun, Eric. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Caleb, you want to do a donating spiel?
Yes, kind of bouncing off what I just said. We want to expand this show, okay? Me and Jacob are two broke 19-year-olds.
I'm 19 now.
Yep, broke 19-year-olds, chasing this dream of starting this thing together. There's nobody else that I'd want to do this thing with than Jacob, and it means a lot to us. And we put a lot of work into it. And if you want to be a part of that, it is not cheap, okay? For either one of us. All right. So if you want to help out. Go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. There you can get all of our podcasts. You can get what season we're on, what season and what episode, stuff like that that Spotify and Apple Podcasts and that stuff doesn't provide. But click that donate button at the very top. Donate however much you want. We don't care. Anything is accepted and appreciated. But yeah, you can click that link. It'll take you to a little page where you can donate. It'll tell you a little bit about us and what your money's going towards. So if you can donate, if you're in the space to donate, please do. And if you don't want to, that's fine. Keep listening to the show.
Yep. Go give our social medias a follow. By social medias, I mean TikTok and Instagram. We don't have anything up on the TikTok yet, but we're working on that. Go follow us over there at Riding the Bench Pod. It's also at Riding the Bench Pod on Instagram. That's where we're most active. That's where we're posting for hot takes, posting updates on the show. Go follow that. If you have any suggestions, send that over. Anything you want us to talk about. If you made it to the end of the episode, Caleb, what's our code word this week?
Oh, what's our code word for this week? Wow.
I got this. I got this. GCN.
GCN.
What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Glorified Chicken Nugget.
Glorified Chicken Nugget. Dude,
Okay.
DM us GCN if you made it to the end of the episode. Also, I want to point this out now. It's not just really me and Jacob anymore. We actually have Jacob's lovely girlfriend helping out with social media stuff because she's really good at that. So we're going to get more involved on the social media side. So if there's anything you want to send us DMs about or anything you want to talk about, go to the Instagram, send us DMs, dude. Yes. Because now that we have somebody else helping us out with that and we can put more effort into the show, it's going to get us more involved, I think.
Yep. Yes. Thank you to her. She's awesome. That's why she's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's awesome. But like the Meet the Host Monday that you guys saw last Monday, that was all her idea. She came up with the graphic and everything. So big thank you to her. So we're expanding. We're working on getting the show bigger for you guys. So go give us a follow on our socials. Go donate to the podcast.
Yeah.
As a reminder, my name is Jacob Pagundis.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Ride to the Bench podcast. Stay bench, boys.